This is Daniel.
And this is Melissa.
And this is the Internal BFP podcast. So, been a couple of weeks since we did a podcast. The last one, there's a lot of news, I think, on the last one, so
I feel like it was just yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like you've only been pregnant since yesterday, but you're like 5 months pregnant already.
Yeah. I mean, that's a way to do it, if you guys are wondering, just like completely ignore your pregnancy until you can't anymore, and it makes it a lot easier to get through it.
So that tells me that it's mostly just in your mind.
I would assume for some people, but not necessarily for others. I just think I'm the epitome of health is what it is. Like, I am just the healthiest vessel, despite your constant complaints about my diet. Like, this is just, the baby is just so healthy and happy that I'm feeling great. I think that's what it is.
Yeah. All right, so
maybe he's vegan.
Yeah maybe. Are you born vegan?
I guess the question then would be, is human milk vegan?
I don't know the rules for that, but
yeah, if any of you know, let us know.
Yeah, speaking of health, Ada was sick all last week.
Yeah, I had an important appointment scheduled on Wednesday, and then Tuesday at about 9:30, Ada started projectile vomiting. That was great, and she continued to do that throughout the night. So we kept her home for the rest of the week. She was just like, she was doing okay after the first day, but she was just really tired and just sick, and she was just napping on the couch. And luckily, I don't think the baby and I got it, which was, good. But then today I was talking to the assistant director of her daycare about something unrelated. And I had mentioned that Ada had been sick, and we just kept her home for a few extra days, and she was like, oh, did you get my email? And I was like, I didn't say this, but look, y'all send too many emails. Between her, I don't know, anybody with kids in school, like, do you read all of the emails? I don't. They send too many. Like, I don't need to know all of their comings and goings for two separate schools. Orange County Public Schools literally texts and calls me like four times a day to tell me things I don't need to know. So I have email fatigue. I don't care.
It's like Oliver's in trouble.
No, it's like his bus is running late. Okay. His bus is literally always running. Like, the bus is always late. Like, I don't even need. And then they're like, oh, there's going to be not the principal, but the guy above him. Oh, the superintendent is going to be speaking at the high school about college opportunities. My kid's six. I don't care at all. Like, filter your spam to who actually cares about this stuff. Like, my kid's six. I don't care about the superintendent or college at this point. Like, I'm worried about his sight word score. And right now, based on his sight words, we don't need to worry about college. So, whatever. Anyway, didn't read the email. She tells me, oh, there was really bad sickness last week. She's like, did Ada have diarrhea? And I was like, yes. And vomiting. It was like pretty bad. And she's like, everybody in the school had it. And I like, she's being dramatic. She's like, it was so bad that by Friday, they only had 11 teachers in the entire school that could work. And they had to close the school early and have people come pick up their kids.
11 out of
11 12. Out of, I think there's like 50 or 60 of them. Okay. Like, there's a lot of them, and it just like kept rolling and like hitting everybody, like one after, like it just kept going from classroom to classroom. So if you're wondering how sanitary a preschool is, that'll give you an idea.
Or at least that one.
Yeah. So that was anyway, so I was like, well, I wouldn't have known, because I was at that point, she wasn't going to school on Friday. If it was up to her, she wouldn't go to school on Monday either. She was living the life. She got to stay home and watch movies all day. She was thrilled.
Yep. And then she also is in BJJ now. We put her in.
So she could spread Brazilian diarrhea elsewhere.
Yeah. Oliver has been going to Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu several times a week, and so we figure we put her in and give her a shot at that, and she really seems to like it, so I guess we're going to keep her in that.
I feel like that's an understatement. He goes 5 days a week, which is, like, yeah, very intense for a six-year-old.
Yeah, and he's also fights kids in the neighborhood. If he ever finds a kid outside, he'll challenge them to a wrestling match. So I'll go outside and I'll see him wrestling some 10-year-old in the grass outside. He does pretty well against them too, considering they're like twice his size.
Yeah, so Ada started. She's only going to go twice a week. She was pretty upset about that. She wants to go every day. But we told her we're just going to start her off on 2 times a week and see how it goes. So pretty soon she'll be fighting 10-year-olds.
Yeah. Cool. So that's what's been going on with us. And we also had, on the business side of things, I think we're coming out of the busy season. We're still really busy with onboarding. We have so many onboardings going on right now. I feel like it's 20 onboardings. I don't even know. So Kim and I are pretty busy getting folks onboarded, but I feel like it's slowing down in terms of the sales. We still have a few new clients that we booked this week, but it's kind of trickling in a little bit. So I think we're coming to the end of busy season, and but the team's still doing great things. Kim's been indispensable with helping with onboardings and keeping track of all the folks coming on board. And Erica has been doing a lot of cleanups and very helpful with that. She's got through Artisan, which is like a 5-year cleanup or something crazy. So she's been doing great work, and she was also the employee of the month.
She was.
Team member of the month last month. And we've been getting a pretty good amount of 10s on our MPS. We've had a hot streak of just straight 10s. I think it's like 10 10s in a row from a lot of the team leads and account managers. I know Sienna's gotten a couple, Angie, Jonathan, Paula, Khalid have gotten 10s over the last couple weeks, so that's been good to see. And we just brought on a new client. Trying to remember his company name, and I'm blanking it right now. He's out of Alabama, and we were just getting towards the end of the onboarding session, and he's like, "Hey, I just got to say, stop you here. I'm super impressed with everything so far. I got your gift, you know, because we send all the new clients a gift in the mail, and we had just shown him the portal and kind of given him an idea of how things were going to work, and he was super blown away and was trying to refer us to another business owner. So
don't mess it up.
Yeah. So yeah, we have a lot of happy clients.
On that note, you know what else is happy, Daniel? It was Jenilyn's birthday.
Happy birthday, Jenilyn.
Let's see. We also have Brixton gave kudos to Mitzi for adopting the new QC process so quickly. Also gave kudos to Kim for help troubleshooting the password protect issues. I know everyone's been having some issues with password protect, so do you want to remind everybody what to do when they're having a password protect problem? A PPP, if you must.
Yeah. A PP problem.
PP problem.
Yep. So first step is, you know, panic. Then
make sure you tweet about it.
Yeah. Let Kim and Julie are pretty good with practice protect. I know especially Kim, she's in there a lot for onboarding. So she might be able to help. And Nicole is also really good with it as well, and Brixton as well. So a lot of folks are pretty well spun up on how to use it, and they might be able to help you. But if that doesn't work, or you can reach out to the support. On the cascading messages, there's a email for support, and there's also a form you can fill out, or you can give them a call as well. And the Practice Protect folks will try to help you out.
Cascading messages. They're messages and they cascade.
So cascading messages, there's a new time for the bookkeeping meeting on the 9th of May, which
is today.
So
you might have missed it.
Yeah, if you don't know what I'm talking about, then I think you missed the meeting. But it's a new time, so all bookkeeping specialists need to have attended that meeting that's already passed. Then we have a client that has payroll. We're having folks fill out this list. There's a link to fill out a payroll processing, payroll recording and processing form. And there's a new QC process for job costing. So one of the issues we're running into is with job costing is sometimes it wasn't being done right and it wasn't getting caught in the QC process. So we added an additional portion for the QC process to catch like the primary issues with that. And so there's a how-to guide on how to do that new job costing QC process. And we are just finalizing the client trust stand down, making sure we're reaching out to folks that we haven't heard from in a while. And I think that's about it for our next company meeting is May 30th. So make sure you get your nominations for Team Member of the Month.
And that is Team Member of the Month. So if you guys have anybody that, whether they are an employee or a subcontractor, whether they're on the bookkeeping team, the account management team, that can be anybody. So make sure you share the love, send the kudos. And we always factor that into that as well.
All right, cool. And with that, we will talk to you next week.
Oh yeah, and just a reminder that this weekend is Mother's Day. So don't forget your moms.
All right, happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day.